Volume of the Sugyo Kisa Kalim, Kisa Kaiko. Sugyo is the end of Parakola Kalim. What comes out to get to the practical cases in Shulchan Aruch, there are less than five cases, but two separate halachas. The halacha of Kisa Kalim and Kisa Kaiko. First, the cases. To get to Kaiko, there are three different ways of having Kisa Kaiko. One is very simple. When you have the ground, a hole there, and you cover it, the air depends. If you have a Vesachiz or not, the way that the Mishbuah went with the Mogan Ram, that negate to one sugya of Boyna and Saiser, if you take it off, if it's a Saiser, Nirka Saiser, you put it back on, it's Nirka Boyna. And therefore, says the Mishbuah, let's say it's off before Shabbos. Agamin Izikli, one says still there's a sugya Muksa, it's brought down over here, and to metatl in and of itself, a Maitis Ulcer. The way it explains the Bialocha, what's the Yisrael behind it? Really discussed the sugya earlier, what's the lumdus behind the idea of dalsa da karko? What is the reason by dalsa da karko when you take it off? You cannot be metalkal on Shabbos. So it brings down the bialocha. My colleague is Rashi versus the Rambam. Rashi says, why it's not a kli? The Rambam says, even though it is a kli, it's not mukha v'totol. So he says, it's machlekes. Again, that those who want to disagree on the Mishabru and the Makkah Mishnah, that there is no machlekes. They're discussing a separate aspect, says the Chazanish. Lefi the Mishabruah, there's machlekes, what's the Yisrael of Dalsa da Karko? Is it not a Kli, not Mukhul Metotel? It says, where in the world the Rambam get it's a Kli and still you cannot be Metotel it? We see over here that the Maisid is a Kli. They're looking to argue the point that it's not a Kli, it's even in case of the Sultan. Even though it is a Kli. But since the Aloha is that it's there, Kabbalah of a Saiso. And when it's to take it off, it has now the idea, Kain Dalsa da Karko. Therefore, even though it's a Kli, but not Mukhul Metotel. Well, it looks like that too, not proof of a total. Therefore, you're over an Isser mitzvah the sugya of Muksa. Therefore, also the Chur and Sifu test by the sugya of Sulam, in the case of ladder. Also, the Mishmur being down the Pili Rambam, it's not Mukhid for total. Therefore, the case of ladder, on a big ladder that was in a house, they put it in a certain area, just go to the roof. Once Taino, it's an Osir, it's not a Tzarkufay or Makamai, it's Kain the sugya of, it's not a Kli. It's not the category, it's not Mukhav total. So we have a Yisrael over here, that even though things are Kalim, says the Mishnah for the Magarvam, understanding of Pshan and the Rambam, that the idea of Kli does not make it into Oist Muksa. Idea of Kli has to be also not Mukhav, it has to be Mukhav total, it's not Mukhav total, still the Maisa cannot be Matatla. So again, we have one case of Kisa Karko. A second case, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, a case of Kisa Barbados. Now what is a Barbados? The way the Mishnah brings down is the case of Barbados inside the ground, and just something above the ground. If you learn the sugya of Balbasro, or the sugya of Erevin, I learn the Rashbam of the name of Balbasro, it sounds like not the way that's not pshat. Why is it shalas among the shon and machlokes with Barbados? That's how the Mishnah explains. What comes out of Kisa Barbados is also a halacha of Kisa Karko. And therefore, depends if it has a base of Chizo, won't be a problem of Boyna of the Soiso, the Rabbanon, will not be a problem of Muksa. If it has no base of Chizo, it'll be a problem. A third type of thing negated to Kisa Karko is you have a Kli, a full functional Kli, and you put it inside the ground, and it's completely covered, it's Mechub Legamri, that also has a lock of Kisa Karko. A Gamri was a Kli, but since you put it into the ground, the Karko Legamri, words the Mechaber, and lost the shame of Nero, of it being a Kli, the Mtsadasugi of Nero, combined with Saiser, and therefore has a lock of Kisa Karko, which is what? Fancy of a Beza Kisa Nat. So again, we have three cases that can be the lock of Kisa Karko, either Kisa Karko Mamish, Kisa Borvedos, and Kisa the Kli that was conveyed in the ground, the Gamri. There are two cases of Kisa Kalim. One is very simple. You have a Kli that's not attached to the ground. You have a Kli. You have a cover to it. The lock is you can take it off and on the cover, whether it's a base of Chizo or not, who Musukun, if it's Musukun that way, no problem. You do not need a Kral. There's a second type. They have a Kisa of a Tanner that's Mechuba to the Tit. Meaning you have a full functional Kli that you attached it. But since it was a Kli beforehand, and it was now, even though it was attached now to the ground, since it was a Kli beforehand, it does not lose the same Kli. And therefore, the Kisa of this Kli that's Mochaber has a loch of Kisa Kalim. Therefore, whether it has that a Beta Chita now will not make a difference. So again, we have three cases that are Kisa Karka and two cases that are Kisa Kalim. Loch again, very simple. If it's Kisa Karka, depending on Beta Chita or not, Kisa Kalim, it calls Vuhusha Saknam. That's even sakit to be a Kisa of the Kli. What does it mean, Vuhusha Saknam? So the Oilam Sur, it brought down Machlokes and the Sugya, really Rashi and Taisvis, and the Machaber and Simon, Shinu Gimel, and Sevalot. For example, Machlokes, Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi understands that not only has to be Masukin be a kise over here, be a covering over here, it also has to be right to be a kli somewhere else. That means this covering of the kli has to be right to cover it, and also the Rashi's cases have to be right to sit upon. Rashi's cases have to be right to be a plate for the kid to have food on top of it. Has to have used two places. Mashing Tosfos, he disagrees. The Maaseh, if you were making it to be a cover of this kli, misakin it for this, how to get a shame kli over here. Machlokes Rashi versus Tosfos. Loch Lamaiso in Simon Shin Gimel Kamal the Mogar Raman says, Abinu Rabbi Paschal Kul like Ubein Tam, Mr. Loch over here in Sifyot. The Machab was Sosum like Ubein Tam, Vuhum Sokum, as long as it's Mesakin anyway, whether it's to be a Kli Mokam Akar, or even just a Kli or Kisa over here, it's Nichol the category being a Shem Kli, and therefore to get a Kisa Kenel, it'll be Besaita Vital Kalon Shabbos. And therefore, the Mogar Raman says this way, and the El Rabbah, the Graz, Mishmuel Maiso, when he brings it down Loch Lamaiso in Shin Gimel, he says, La Isat Sarach, you keep your son of the sheet over here in the Ubein Tam. So someone in that way, there is no clear right from the Mechaba. He's passing. You say, he just took the Lashon of the Gemara. The Maaseh comes out, what's the Gedev Usa Soktam? Either we pass along the Ubein Tam or the Eshet Sarif, we pass along the Ubein Tam, ain't a Kisa Kli, that it's made to be a covering over here, and has no other use, still be in the category of a Kisa Kli, if we know it's not being metalkalit. Now first, is one question over here, that the Mishmur really said in Sivkot Mem, on Siftes earlier, he had a kasha that in Sif Test we end off the sugya of Lushal Tarnagol. Lushal Tarnagol, the lochaj, you cannot take over the door, put on and take it back. So the sugya of Shem Yitoka looks like an Indian of Bini Mestira. We have over here, we have a kisa karko, and the loch is that a person, if it has a beta kisa, you can't take it off. So what's the difference between the case of a Lushal Tarnagol and the case of kisa karko over here? What is the difference between the two sugyas over here? Why the maestro? There's a chiluk by karko, we're really asking more, but the case of kisa kalim is really asking. By kisa kalim, the loch is, I made a mistake in the question, by kisa kalim, when it's a kli ready, and put it to the ground, even if it's not a mesa chiz, you can take it off and on. Here, the mice of the door being mocked by Lushal Tarnagol. So, come along, Mishibor brings down two Tirosim, one the Tais of Shabbos, one the Prima Godim. But the Tais of Shabbos, he wants a mechalik, and it depends how in the world you connect this kli to the karko. If the kli was ready, fully functional, fully made this lull, and then you connect it, Echnamis kisa kalim, and you have no problem. You take off the door back and forth. Mashing, in the case of lull, it was not a kli beforehand. The case of lull was you build the lull around on the ground. So it was not a functional kli that you created it, and then you connect it. It's while building it, you made this kli over here. That has the get of karko, and has a kolam of karko. First teretz, chiddush. A second teretz, the Prima Godim, and the Chazal says, the Vav Ik is like the Prima Godim, that is different. By Lushal Tarnagol, it's connected through a tzir, through a hinge. So that is part of the ground, the karko. Any door that has hinges is part of the karko. That has a club of karko. Mashenka over here discussing, when you have these doors over here, whether it's kisa karko, kisa kalim, the covering has no hinge to it. Now the look of a hinge, that'll be sif test, that'll be sif ches. If it has a hinge to the door, whether it's kisa karko, kisa kalim, if it's dalsa kalim, that'll be sif ches. If it's dalsa karko, it'll be sif test. But we're discussing stam. You get a cover, you put it on, you take it off. There's no hinge to it. So it's not physically attached to the ground, not physically attached to the kli, not physically attached. Has our sugyo sif yud. That means it's simple, the pashas between ches, test, and yud. Ches, test, on case where it's attached physically the karko into the kli. And have its kolam, dalsa kalim, dalsa karko. Our case is not physically attached. It has our kolam. That's it, the pashas, the two separate sugyos over here. Now, the main channel off the page is a very basic question. The past 20, 25, 30 years, Kamal Akhoinim, and they grappled with one main question, and really it's very strange, it's not brought down earlier before 30 years. This sugya over here, does it make a difference how long the tendency is for the cover to be attached to this kli over here? The lengthwise, the time-wise. Why should it make a difference how long? We see the idea, the concept of time. So if you hear last month, beginning by Baino, it's in Shinya Gimel Sev Aleph, we have a sugya of Pekak Kaloin, which is really the Mishnah of Asakim Kofay. The Machlok Shiblos in the Mishnah versus the Chachamim. The Chachamim says whether it's kosher or not does not make a difference, whether it's Talay or not does not make a difference. The Loch is by Pekak Kaloin, you can take it in and out. You have this great skylight, you have this thing that closes up, Pekak Kaloin, that shuts it off to be at night or during the day, you don't want the sun to come inside. You take it in and out constantly. No problem. Speaks out the place, why is that so? You know why? Because every day you take it off and on, every day, back and forth. So therefore, the loch is, since it's made to go off every day, back and forth, it's clearly not part of the house, and clearly I take it off. Though in a boina and saiser, that's simin shinin gimel. But look at the gate, the boina and saiser. But Oedin says over there, shin your gimel sef gimel. Dasa achuya bayis. You have this door in the back of your house by the case of a shed. Over there, this kosher has to be tied up to be nichel category that can open up the door or be nichel get of a kli. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because that's a long time. But let's say you always use the shed in the back of your house constantly. The door will be like case of kakaloyin. There'll be no problem, because everyone knows, made it go off and on. So it will not be a problem with buying the Besaiser. No problem buying the Besaiser, come along the Mishnah Berurah, will be no problem with Mukhsar. So the question is, what are we discussing over here by these Kisa Karka, Kisa Kalim, whether it's Mechubar or not? The Maaseh, does it make a difference at this time over here? Now, how long is time? Either the Bialok, when they're being down, from the Taisu Shabbos, the Mitzadid, once in 30 days, that's ready in the Nechle Gedder being Talmud. I'll just say maybe the Gedder is once in 7 days, I'll give maybe a different Lashon. But the question is, does this sugya sifyud make a difference based upon time? You could say one way l'chumro. But forget, this whole entire loch of the Beis Achiza helps adapting when it's less than 30 days. That you open it constantly. You need a Beis Achiza to make it together of a kli. And now it's not near a bain of a seiser. And therefore you can take it off and on. However, if it's made for more than 30 days, or it's man orach, it's mamash near a bain of a seiser. And therefore, even if you have a Beis Achiza, it would not even help. And when you come along and say, L'chumma, Beis Achiza will not help. For example, Moshe, let's say you have these pits in the ground that people come along and once every year for a tashel, they open it up. Which clearly is a Beis Achiza there. It's made to open up once every 3 days. Well, once a year for a tashel, or a dude feels kelim, if there's some water there, they actually will open it up. It's once in a long time. It's manor. We'll have the head since if you day, lad, do that Rosh Hashanah. I lad, do that on Shabbos. You have to do it before Shabbos. So come along, Megillah Sefer, and he says, Avada, the sugya is causing what's made to open constantly. This man orach, even a Beis Achiza will help on Kisa Karko. Therefore, Bliashi went this way, Zolbashi went this way, Bel Shomer, Shalmahudo, Bel Gross, six different, Akoinim is Manenu, came along and said the whole sigil of here to be make this Dafka and a Beis Achiza helps, only when it's made to open up constantly. What, Mala? What? Now, it was 100 years ago when they made the pits in Bukhari. They're right about Bukhari and so far. That's what they're talking about. It was made 100 years ago and they used it till Mamish 30, 40 years ago. But now it's not zero right now. It's not the way. Now, right now, it's point of a slicer. You put it down, it's staying there for a year. You take it up, you know, for two couple of days. You put it back down. What? No, now it's used as tashla. So now it's man round. That's one option.
Maybe that's why they never handled the shayla once again.
Yeah, could be the shayla. We get to all
this.
You're leaving it there. How can that be part of the ground? You leave it there for a whole year. Atzad Hasheni, Mamish Punk Fakert, Kamal Lazuan Taino, Roshim the Binyan Shabbos, he wants to say the whole entire loch in the Nini Beis Achizo is Dak of Zman Rav. If it's a short time, you use open and close constantly. Like, for example, you have a sponge hole in your house. Everyone knows it's not part of the ground. Everyone knows it's coming off and on. There's no binyan vestibule. Avadi taking it off. That, even if the halacha is avada, those cases open constantly, whether the Beis Chizah not lamaisa does not make a difference. That's not binyan vestibule. If so, don't buy a moksa. The only time you need a Beis Chizah for is only when it's a long time. We have a Beis Chizah. Now we see clearly it's a cover. A cover is made to open and close. Mamashai character. And who says like that? So you go to the Chodeshani that he might send safe with Sosim or Chumrah. He said, no, but it's made to open up constantly. Avada, you can open it. Well, led to Pan Kinyashki, also Mamma 10 years ago in Sivir, Toshin, Samachov, also Nechamor, he said, Avada, it's mortar. Yemavron, Shalmanisim, Rabzil Orbach, and six went to Mamma Shvakert, Mamma Shpuk Vakert. Atal Shlishi. You do not need Beis Achiza. The argument would say, forget, constantly open needs a Beis Achiza, and for a long time, Beis Achiza will not help. Our third option, everybody else read Sifyot, and they'll say, long, short, no one's machalik, no one says not one word over here, it's a lot of simshin, gimel, sigil, boino. No one says any concept over here of a long or short time. No one discusses time. The evil come with the yaksim says, who discusses time over here? Is it here not sigil, boino, mamish? It's to give nirik, boino. It's to give muksa over here. It's not the same category over here. It's nothing to do with the two sigils. And then he says, whether it's a long time or not, it goes after the cloud. What's that? Shukur, Beis Achiza. If it has a Beis Achiza, my character can take it off. No Beis Achiza cannot take it off. And then when the Shemir Shabbat Chosin went this way, the Lam Tesfum Lachos, the Sim Chobonim, the Lucha Muksa, a carp, which is also six. That means it made six for six for six. And this question over here, you have really, again, three clear options over here. Is the story that it only helps when it's a short time, long time the Maisa would not help, it would be a Chumro. Say, if a carrot, you did not need it for a short time, but for a long time, the Maisa does help, be a case of the Kulo. No, we don't care short or long. The steam itself possible over here is, the Loch is, either way, if it has a basic heat that works, the basic heat does not work. Those are a basic question that the oldest from the Bizmanas that grapple with being Rayas, and very strange, not brought down earlier. Again, you want time, because the Matthias is not shy it. Ishlotin. Well, another aspect that we had discussed, what defines Pesach Izo? What defines it? For example, there's a man called Hover, manhole cover, that you have in the street, in front of the Neger Vriel, and numerous places, whether it's out of garbage, with a sewer, or for different reasons. Now, you can open it. Last time I tried to open it, I broke my key. But mostly you can't open it. Now, the question, what do they make, how to open it? So it really depends on more Marisol versus Kutzlaret. But it really depends on where exactly the Shkuna is. The way I'm putting the Neger Vriel, the place would open it, the cover itself did not change. All the cover looks exactly like a regular cover. Whether you can't open or not. What they did, the edge around it, they made a niche, and now it's easier to lift it off. So they made the achiza where in the outside part, not in the lid. In America, what they have is and they have made holes in the thing itself, and I can just pick it up with the crowbar. But it's in the thing. Where does the base achiza have to be? Does it have to be in the thing itself? Or you see, the matter is right now, in the thing around it, that itself is enough. Because I see the tzura, I see the lid, I see the achiza in the outside, maybe that's enough. There's no niche in the cover. There's nothing there. It's on the side. The main niche. You can put something inside and lift it up with a key if you don't want to break it. You can try.
It just went bigger than the hole.
Yeah, they indented it on the side. No, basically, you need the handle.
I know, but here,
we'll get two things. That's one question. One question: where is the basic chizah, and then what defines basic chizah? Two different questions. First, where is the basic chizah? That's one thing. So, Pasha, if you read the Be'alach, it's very clear where the Be'alach is. Instead of over here, who should take them? There's a Be'sakin over here. I'm Be'agwash, because it's Zekhoi al Elush Inlam Be'alach Izo. There's no Be'alach Izo. Why? Just say the Be'alach Izo is on the outside, and Be'sakin in the cover. So, you see, Kamam Forge away in the going, that Achiza has to be in the cover itself. He's causing the Kisei of the Kalim. He said over here, the Kisei of the Kalim has to be Rush Sokhnam. I said over here, Avad is not a Beit Achiza, because if a Beit Achiza, you're mistaken the cover itself. That means you learn Beit Achiza means in the cover. And look at the Archa Shabbos without any right, just write it in tight words. Beit Achiza means it has to be in the cover itself. The fact that the situation around it, you can tell it can be lifted up, that's not enough. It has to be in the cover to be shown in the Kli itself.
Is that near Kabbalah Zayin?
Yeah, no. Mitzat Chazal's get over here. This thing is made. When you see it off, let's say this thing is made for Kabbalah Zayin. When you put in, fine, now I see. But the Kli in and of itself, I did not. This thing is it's a Muksa over here. Mitzat the Kli looks like Kabbalah Zayin.
Is it Kabbalah
Zayin? That's the thing. That seems to be that way clear in the going to the Be'alacha. You can argue the point, that's why there's a question over here. That's one question. Second question, what is the Beis Achizah? Does it mean dafka, handle, or does it mean anything, anytime you have anything sticking out, and he holds inside? It's come on Shmir Shabbos, and says, together is anything that's made to be lift up things easier. It's not make a difference where it is. As long as it's made to lift up, that means these manhole covers in America, they have holes inside clearly, we'll get to our sponge holes also, they have marks inside that's easier to lift it off. If it's easier to lift it off, that means they can get a Beis Achizah. These say the Beis Achizah, that means a handle. It's Beis Achizah means a giloy that's made to pick up. So anything that's put into the cleat as a giloy to pick up is nichelni soid a Beis Achizah. That's the avodah beyond Beis Achizah. It's not a psak Beis Achizah. It's a giloy to show that a get of a cleat made to pick up. Now to get to cases, the case over here in this country is a tzina and nikuz, which Olam here calls a sponge hole or a drain hole. So the question is, can you pick it up on Shabbos? First, metzias, what is it? You first have a pipe, you put it in, they made a hole in the ground, and you put the pipe inside the ground. So is that kisa karko or kisa kalim? First of all, pashtus is that it's covering the karko. Therefore, it should be kisa karko. But oy, the pipe itself is open on both sides. And therefore, look, it's not a getter of a kliyat. And therefore, when you're putting it inside, you're covering this pipe over here. It's kisa karko over here. It was not a kli. Feel the Mishnah has to be a kli. A second thing is, even was a kli, I'm going to argue the point in the secret of Tumah is a kli. What's a lacha? If it's full of gamri in the ground, so it's a machab, it still is a get of kisa karko. That means whether it was a kli or not does not make a difference. Once we put it inside, as full of gummy inside, as a lachal kisa karpo.
Make a difference ones that come off some offenses that shoot out. They come out of the ground.
They're coming out the other way, you're saying. You're putting it fully in the ground and they come out the other way. Right here. I'd assume not. I assume anyway it's part of the kaga. I don't think it's a kli anyway. I don't think it makes a difference. And what's the lach in that case? So, come over the place. This man's Eshmir Shabbos, once he says that most of everyone follows him. So very simple. The halacha is, it's a kisa karko, and if it has no beis achiza, you can't pick it up on Shabbos. Kisa karko, very simple. And therefore, if it has a beis achiza, you can. If not a beis achiza, might say you can't. That's the facts. Everyone went that way. Now the question is, what defines a beis achiza? Now there really are two different types of sponge covers you can have. You have one that the yeshiva usually has slits inside of them. Slits, a reshet, a net, or slits inside. And when they do, they don't pick it up. They just sponge and they go into the water, as slits to go straight inside. Straight inside. House usually does not have them, some of them do. But the mice, the slits are made not to pick up. In that case, there is no beis achiza there. You look at them, there's no beis achiza there. They're usually not made to easily pick it up. And the halacha is, avada, you can't pick it up on Shabbos. It's mamash kisa karku, no beis achiza, can't pick it up. There's a second type that most houses have, not the yeshiva, is that it has a lip sticking out around it. Lip sticking out around it. Now the question is that lip nichol get a beis achiza? Pashas is, why does it have a lip around it? Make it easier to pick up. Everyone does it. They take something, a knife, whatever, and they lift it up. Therefore, since it's made yet to lift up, it should be nichol category beis achiza, and therefore it should not be a problem. That's aleph.
When it's down the hole, you can see the lip
is meant to be picked up. Everyone knows that. If you want, the best rai is the ones that don't have a lip, and that may be picked up. The ones yeshiva and might not go inside the hole. They're made to come up. Well, the ones that screw them, people don't pick up. They just do it when they have to fix something. It's not made to come up. It's made to be part of the ground. The ones that are covered fully, you can't. Every people who sponge at least will cover Shabbos. How do you pick it up once a week? You pick it up and lift it up, no problem. So come on the Bidding Shabbos. The Lord looks at what time is Nichol get a Beis Achizo. What? Yeah. It's in the thing itself. In the lip. The lip has it. They create it in the chizo. It's a plastic thing that sticks out a little bit. Now, come along the Shamanisim, Mr. Kaplan, and he writes Akash against his Malach. He quotes the Binyan Shabbos, says, no, it can't be. His Malach is coming from, is that from the Zalman discusses these duds on the roof, the Meichel Mayim, that they would put it on top of the ground. And the question was, those coverings over there, Nichol Negeda, Kisa Karka, Kisa Kenan, what's the Loch on Shabbos? The first, Mitzi says, you have these duds. Put them on the roof. Now, l'churah pisvar shiboy, it's nichol together of karka. Why? Because the mice has a hole on top and a hole on bottom. Until you attach it to the pipes, it will not be a functional clean. Now you attach it. Now it holds water for you in the house. You open up your sink, it comes through your door. Your not the hot water, but any water, mice, any water tank you have in your roof, and it opens up the water in the house, it comes through. So that's what l'churah was not a clean. When you attach it, you made a category of being usable, and therefore it should be a case of karka. Now, come on the halacha, the Shemir Shabbos brings down from Shlomo Zalman. These coverings, these kisos of these water tanks, the mice they have a lip to it, and therefore it is nicker, and first it can't open on Shabbos. Come along, that's the person who says Shemir Shabbos before the Meluim. Come along the Megillah Sefer. He says, what do you mean? He goes to the Mahalach once in a long time, even a Beis Achiza does not help. And there are handlewalks, the Shemir Shabbos in Mekel. So whatever the Beis Achiza, we mentioned before in Lava, friend Martino, a Beis Achiza is not helpful, a thing that's made to open only in a long time. And these water tanks are made to open when they have fixed things once in a year. Come on, Shlomo Zalman, Imlum, and Ismoisef, says over here, since this water tank is Kaina Kli, and since it's Nicker, the thing, the cover is sticking out, once Nicker and Kaina Kli, therefore, Echonami, you can't open on Shabbos. No problem. I'd call him Shlomo Zalman. Says of Mr. Kaplan in the cipher. If so, the only reason why the lip is working is thicker, because the water tank is kain kli. Otherwise, the fact that you have a lip on your sponge hole, shmai should be also. And you cannot open up on Shabbos.
The lip is not to open. It needs such a swirl. The sponge hole doesn't
have. Well, we have two points. We're building, but that's what he says. Shmai said. We said this far shabai. Therefore, he writes from this thing. It's the Rebbe of Noiver. The Noiver was Maskim too. So, for 2 points over here. One, is that Lamaiso, first of all, the idea of you have to have a Beis Achizo, the lip is a Beis Achizo, and you have to have Ke'en Kli underneath it, Lo Shemana will be anywhere on the page. What Bishlam Azaman means is that since over here we have to make it look like there's a Kisa of a Kli over here, we have to look like there's a Tzur of a Kli, since maybe over there to make it Lichel and get it of a Tzur of a Kli, that there's a Beis Achizo, in that situation, in these water tanks, has to be since Ke'en Kli over here, with together with there's a lip over here, therefore it's Lichel together of a Beis Achizo. Avada, any sponge hole, everyone sees that this is made to go off and on. It's not made to be pointed in the Saiser. It's not to be part of the ground. Everyone knows that. The Tzura Mokhichalov is made to go off and on. Now, I don't know the Metzias of a water tank, but it could be the water tank does not look like it's going off and on, but the fact that it has a lip sticking out with Ke'en Kli, now we see clearly it's a getter of a Kli. But otherwise, no, we don't see the idea of Ke'en Kli underneath it. The Svar Shabbai is what? If it's made to go off and on, that's the Tzura Shabbai, it's Nichlan together of Kisa that you can take off and on Shabbos. That's Aleph. Why is Tam Alocha, the minister himself is masking, he says if your person in his house is a tendency to take it off and on constantly, he went with the other Shito that says, like the Binyan Shabbos, that he holds if made to go constantly, he does not even need a Beis Achizo. Now we mentioned in the beginning there were three different options over here. Come along the Binyan Shabbos says all sponge holes, whether it's Beis Achizo or not, doesn't make a difference. Open them. Why? Because it's made to open constantly. And this is when we wrote to Chaim and to Mrs. Karelis, they both wrote back, Chaim said, Kudoma Shemutter, it's made to open constantly. We do not even need Beis Achizo. The Chodeshan did not even need a Beis Achizo. We have my Rum and others went to Smalach. I come along to get these sponge rolls, you have two reasons why to make them. Number one, you can argue very stark that it is a Beis Achizo. And number two, you can say, like the Mir Achoinim, the one time, you do not even need a Beis Achizo. My Smeit over constantly. Now, to get these water tanks, again, a look about opening them on Shabbos, can you or not, when you have a lid that's sticking out? The Mutter, again, Shlomo Zalman says, you can't. It's made to open up only a long time. Therefore, even a Beis Achizo, the Maaser would not help over here. Which leads now to a similar case, is the toilet tanks that we have in the bathroom. Now, toilet tanks in the bathroom, they're really first, they're two different types. You can have the tanks in the back. You have one that when you look at it, you do not see any place to open it. My house right now has a tank that you cannot tell any place to open it. There's nothing nicker that you see. The second type, like in the Shiva, there's an indention over there where there's something sticking out. And there's something they can make it and pop it open and the mice have a stibble to get to the tank in the back. Now, why would a person want to get to the tank in the back? Either one thing of Zobashim is down, that some people have the Hanogo to put the blue soap in the tank and not in the toilet itself. Or, as the Olam brings down, then where do you keep your beer, where do you keep your soda cold in camp? Everyone knows you open up the toilet tank, the water's clean, and it keeps it cold for you. Kidur. Or, if you want me to tell Locha Shavoy, that the Shiva is interesting, that now they start putting in Negevil and other places, I don't know what it's called in English or Hebrew even. What's it called? The spritzing thing. What's it called again? Bodei. I said, what are they doing it for? It's best in the Locha Shavoy. It says to Al-Falochim, to Magdeach as Atzmai, you have to make sure it's clean from the Tzoyah. The input says you're supposed to spit on a tissue and wipe yourself. Water helps clean it. A rock will get the sticky rock. It's also, you can use rocks if you want. You can try that. Fine. But, so therefore, people don't like spitting upon it. So, usually in Shiva, you have to realize, come on, all the toilet tanks are open. Why? Because even though the guy cruises every day and tries to close them, people open them. Why? It's very simple. Guy tells me in Shiva they come with fresh wipes. Other people tell me, you know, they just put their tissue inside the water tank. It's clean water. You have clean water, and you can make the lach shiva. Find out the Shiva stopping. I'm not going to put out these spritzes over here. But that's another reason why usually they're open. Negevil got it open now, even though they have the spritzes, because some are broken. But otherwise, in general, that's the reason why these things are open. Now, the question is, can you open them on Shabbos? What category do you put under? Tekamlum goes one time, some Kobanim, Arabiat, from Levinsal, they're discussing the case that has a lip in a snicker. It's very simple. So, Mazam was making on the case of the tank on the roof. It also, it's like the tank on the roof is aimlessly, whatever that means. And it has a lip over there, and they'll get of a Beis Achizo. You're also all these little tanks for mice to get over on Shabbos. No problem. Why is a Beis Achizo? Has initially a groove inside. Everyone see can pick it up. No problem. I've said a Shani, come along again, listen to Kaplan, and come to the Shemir Shabbos. He is the Rebbe. He tines two reasons why to be Machmer. Number one, he says, the Maisa, this idea wants to tine that there's a niche groove on the side. He says, not nicker. You walk in, anyone hops, anyone realizes it? Anyone see it? He says, not nicker. The second is why he says, the mice clicks in place. not Tamas like now, Sigur that just goes on top. Maisa, since it clicks in place, has it get a boy number slicer? So, beside these two in Yonim over here, the Maisa Yeshua of the Harvard, beside not being Nicker, I don't know if people see it. So, the idea clicks in place is really not our Sigur, Sigur and boy number slicer. Things are made to open and close. Question, what is the category? Is it made to open and close constantly? Won't be by a boy number slicer. What does it mean not to be open? Or it's made to be open and close whenever you want. That means the tumul among the aquarium, things are not only made to open and close once in a while. What is it? That hug, it seems to be that everyone understands when you close the door to your house, they come back 6 months later, let's say in your summer houses, everyone understands hockey opens 6 months later or a year later. Well, it's made to open and close. You're not clear that it got clicked in and you locked it for a long time. It's made to open and close. The hug, it seems to be that something is made to open and close. We do not care how long it was locked in this place. It should not be a secret point in the slicer. There's also therefore the one time to forget the toilet tanks you can't open. Void, come along the Imka Truva, interesting Taino, wants to say, why is the toilet tanks Kisa Karko? Call them Kisa Kalim. Why? Most of these toilet tanks have a plunger or gumi on the bottom, and they're usable before they're attached. And now you attach them above ground, not inside the ground. So when you put the pipe in, what happens? You put the pipe, but the mice are still, the gumi is there. You can fill up with the water. It's a kli. It's a metalocha kli.
You can't use it.
Its function made to attach to something. That's its function. But true, but mice circle slave, it's a kli. So since it is a kli before you attach it, metalocha of tumah v'tahara, it is a kli. Kisa karko. You do not need a beis achiza. You don't need a beis achiza. Fine, therefore those one time you can't open it. So again, the shalom can open on Shabbos, not lemaisa. If you tell me you open it constantly, you're back to the other part of time, you don't even need a beis achiza. If you don't open it constantly, and the only in a long time can even argue the point that even a beis achiza does not work. You have as far as we can look. The guy gave eventually before the case of Tashlich, what's the law in that case? So again, this one very clearly being done this case. In the same book, Shomar, he is different people. Tashlich, he only opened the bar once a year. So again, the same book, Shomar, he went around, is different people. He himself wanted time to buy this also. Beis achiza would not, Meisah would not work. Of Sasheni, the Kintari Balacha will back to him, or Mordechai Leo will back to him, says Meisah, it's also. I'm sorry, it was the other way around. They tell Meisah, it's Mutter, has the Beis achiza over here. Bunkaling the gear to what? The bars? So again, that's the question. That's the shallow. If something's only open in a long time, what category do you put under? Do they basically help or doesn't it? Now, negate to these manhole covers. So again, negate to the case in the in Eretz Yisrael. What? No, if you cannot buy them a seiser, so the mishmur is only that. Even you open it before Shabbos, it was off before Shabbos. Because the problem is still kibbutzal. It's muksa. It's not mukhla total. Muksa machmas kuvah. Cannot mitatzal at all. That means we can't move it mitzvah boyin and slicer. And even if it was off before Shabbos, no boyin and slicer. Kim and tatal and smoksa. Two separate circuits. No, but Shmuel says, I am yachidit. I was made for that. And therefore should make a shame kli. Mashmalon, no, because there's no bed schizes. And the ground still has to get a boyin and slicer. Imam should ask a question. He says, no, that's the chidish of this halacha. A rock that what? If it's for the keys of the car, it won't work. To be in Karko, it says it won't work. Karko won't work. And Kalim won't work. Not Karko. Again, to the manhole covers, before it really depends. The one over here in front of Negaviel, before there's no basic piece over there. And this is one occasion I think with Kuli Alma you cannot open it on Shabbos. Not allowed to. Well, if there's no basic piece, Kisa Karko, Mahamish, you can open it. The ones in America, before that have these holes inside of them that you can. Again, has grooves inside. It's in the cover itself. Has this achiz over here. So then the shalom the kodesh. What's the law for those who want taino to be machmer? Biyashiv nuf sahab and others. And those who want to be machmer, they come from two separate reasons. One, they want taino that we mentioned before. The nuf sahab want taino. Beis achiz is not helping by bisman rab. And these covers, manhole covers, are only made to open bisman rab. Boy, they say second svara. They coming from the prima garden. The mishpura brings down twice in mem and mem gimel. If something has a tzir, if something has hinge, it's attached to the carcass, it's getting part of the carcass, like a little time ago. So you want a tine over here. What? No, they don't have a hinge. They want a tine, just like we see the idea of a tzir, it makes it a little kind of time to go part of the karko. Here, these things are so heavy and clogging and they're jammed in, they're made to be part of the karko. Cars go over them, trucks go over them. That concept, the idea of being like part of the karko, per se. The other one, Taina, just like we see tzir, makes it now as attached part of the karko. The fact that the cool inside, or wedge inside, or very stark inside, has to get a mamish karko. We don't care it has an engine inside. You have to tell me it's not part of the karko. They were really seem to be machmer. A set of sheni, come along others, carp, or a ribby at one time, has a base of chizo. We did not see the side over here of, we see seer physically attaches it. But we're in the world, we see the idea that something that's locked inside the well is nifl attaching it. Mice is not attached. Every kisa can be people on top of it. But circle site, you can lift it. It's not mice, even most of them are not even jammed in. They have a little space on the side. And we're in the world, they make this chiddush up. Coming the words of Prima God of seer that's physically attached. Because the Elam looks at being attached. Who says that's point on Saiser? They want Taina Maisa, it has a hinge, it has them getting holes inside, has a base case, it lifted, no problem. All the time the Maisa ever looks to be part of the ground. Everything thinks it's part of the karko. So there's a Shigal Das question, how do you look at these manhole covers? A Shtaka swore say Maisa is part of the ground. Others disagree, so it's close like, has a base case to it. Another case is discussed in our sinks. We have these little sink strainers that make sure the bad is not going to mix with the good. And now the question is no Beis Achisa there? The sink is part of the ground. The sink, you have a little plastic thing or a metal thing. What?
No lid.
So it really depends which ones. The more fancy ones have a lid sticking out. A lot of them don't have a lid. Depends where and what sink, what country, what. Some have a lip, and some have to you plop it down and picks up. What? Yes, some have a knob to easy pick it up. Right, the different ones out there.
The cover of the hole.
The cover of the sink. So again, all these sink strainers, the mice is there shiloh here. In the case where it is no Beis Achizo. What? Oh, that's the shiloh here. So come on first, the carp, he wants a tiny mice, has no Beis Achizo, it's in the ground, it's covering the ground, he asks it, can't take it down the shots. This was, he says it. The sink is a whole character, it's get a character. So the sink bolts, it has a hole inside, and when you attach it, it has no use for it. Well, who has keys to character? The mice, though, they come along different avenues of why the mice seem medical. One person at a time, first of all, it's made to take off constantly. Everyone wants to take off constantly. So those hold base of chiza you do not need when it's constant. You won't have this chum over here, Aleph. Second is, come along with Shabbos, it says, the whole yisaid of this thing is not to be part. The whole idea of a kisa is to be part of the thing itself. Kisa of a kli is to be part of the kli. Here it has a different function, not coming to cover the sink, coming to separate the good from the bad. The big pieces, not really the good from the bad. The bad from the bad, also be a problem with fire, but the bad from the bad, the big pieces versus the liquid that goes down. So since the whole cereal is not made to be a part of the thing itself, the whole cereal is nikur, just to separate two things. But not being part of the sink in and of itself per se, therefore, how in the world can you tell me Snichel get a boy in Saiser? About that boy in Saiser. Because no one sees it being part of the sink. No one sees it that way. You don't see it being part of the sink. So, Maisa, take it out. Not boy in Saiser. Nobody has to give a mooks over here.
The plug
on top of Maisa is always something, a base achiza there. That's clear. That means it's first of all, it constantly, and Lloyd always has a base achiza there. Not all of them? Well, either they have a lip, or they have the handle to it. Now, building on the Pali study, the things of Beis Achizo, they discuss stamos azay. Every drawer you have in your cabinet, a drawer in cabinet, can you take them out on Shabbos? They have handles there. Can you take it out? Now, they discuss beside the sugi of oil, and everyone says, let's put oil to the side. Come on, let's just liyazin, tell him, ches, he wants a taino. The maestro. Some of them the drawers come out, but usually you have something blocking it. He says that's not building it. You have a little click or something blocking it. Everyone else just pick it up and go over it. So you want to tell that the sewer over here is very clear, it's made to come off. Arayo, any kid, any firewall can take it off if he really wants. And you want to say over here, it's nichel together of a base achiza that you can take off. Very simple. Vadi says, and over here, who says a nichel together of kista karko? These drawers are better than drawers beforehand. And nechal get of kisa kalim. As if you want to taino these drawers on Shabbos from your cabinets, well, no problem. You can take them out on Shabbos. Now this is a whole different question. Those who want taino, the Vegu is discussing now coverings to something. but a drawer is at the part and parcel of the cabinet. Kamal Rosh Shabbos and carpet, other one taino, is a big shikol das chilek that you extend the sigil of a covenant to something that is betzem part of a cabinet. For example, if you sell a person a house, and you tell them everything attached to the house goes with it, so that's how I put my apartment, you expect the cabinet drawers to be there. That's part of the house, that's part of the apartment over there. It's not clear, I sell the sponge holes also, expect the covers to be there. I hear, it's not clear. But the court, what? You don't expect the sponge holes to be there?
No.
Fine. The cabinet drawer is expected to be inside the cabinet. So you get a cabinet that's part of the apartment.
Some of the apartments are part of the furniture package.
No, the built-in, again, your kitchen has cabinets there, have drawers there. They're
built-in.
Some of them before and speak it out, because that's a chiddush. But if you do not make, if you don't know, if you're not coming to rip off the guy, you'll say any chiddushim, right? Whatever is attached, my skill is with the apartment. And there's a swat in the stand. These drawers have nothing to do with the sugya of Kisa Kain and Kisa Karaka. The sugya of Bain of Asayas and Mamish. Fine. So the other says, no, it's Mamish has sugya. And either Maisa wants to be Michael. When I had our sugya, the Maisa, we just finished the parak called Kalim. From now until the test of Hashem on Yom Shlishi after Shavuos, we have less than 10 days to do Chazara. Chazara of a whole parak, in which the Chazara, we have Baruch, we have 27 different sifim to go through. If you realize, Be'etzim, there are three separate categories that we covered the past month. We covered the category of the different dargas of Mokso, seven different dargas, seven different levels, that's 10 sifim. We covered the idea of Shiva Kelim, which is 9 sifim. We covered the sugya of Yichud Kelim, that's the Baruch 8 sifim over here. So Be'etzim, we covered three separate halakha in the gate of the sugya of Mokso. This is it, we're not going to get back to this, but these are the fundamental levels of the dargas of Mokso. Maisa Shuas is coming. The Siddha Shuas is Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, Shiva Satorah. What better schus do you have for Matan Torah? You have some of us, I mean, we're going to get off on Thursday and then Friday and then Shabbos and then Sunday, and people actually have a Monday also to have Yom Kippur. You have 5 days of Lima Torah, and what? Some people on Monday also.
Thursday night.
Mishmar, what do you do all night Thursday night? Yeah, 5 days of Mamish. Of studying and learning is thriving. What belt of us are Torah? And the Zara is able to have a test afterwards. Wait, I'm having this melech over here, Yom Shlishi. This was the responsibility also. So it's us. You spent the month. This is the kingdom of Mukti. Not get back to this anymore. After Shuas, we learn the Sugya of Apostles, a whole new aspect to get the Sugya of Muksa. Again, even though tomorrow we do a side point, we're doing Simon Shinya Beis, the Sugya of Kavod Abrius, the Simon by itself. But the Iker is starting. Not today, really. Starting today, the sugya of Shinya Beis. It's a separate sugya of the Gaya Tamukso in the Miyuchad and Kavod Abrius. This Lamais, again, we finished three separate ideas in Muksa. Now's the time to make the Kenyan. It's not to get back to this. Everything else afterwards is either Filtal Muksa or Graf Shari or Be'ikul, right afterwards, sugya of Bosses. But this is the time. You have time now. Everybody has Makshav Torah, anyone who's here is even learning Torah. And Taka should be a Kabbalah Satorah that we're leading to and maybe make a kiddush upon the Torah. Shlokom. Bedeshem tomorrow is going to be kiddush, the second half, but before Chabura at 9:20, my father, for his 75th birthday, wants to make a siyum over here. So we make a siyum over here, and I'll give out, I don't know what, schnapps, l'chaim, I assume. And then afterwards will be Chabura on kiddush, Reish Ein Gimel, the second half, and kiddush, Mokh, Suda. Shlokom.